Chapter 6. The Adventure Begins. Jay didn't sleep very much on the way to London. He was thinking about Carsten Peters. Detective Potter parked near a low building. Then he and Jay entered the building and arrived at the reception.
"Good morning," said the detective to the pretty receptionist. "We've got a meeting with Miss Stacy."
"Oh, yes, you're Jay Hudson and his agent," answered the girl. She smiled at Jay. "Miss Stacy is waiting for you in her office. Please go to the first door on the right."
Jay smiled at the girl. It was normal for girls to smile at him.
"Thank you," said Detective Potter.
Some beautiful girls walked past Jay in the corridor, and Jay looked at them. The detective pulled Jay towards the corridor.
"Listen, Jay, you've got a lot of work to do," said Detective Potter severely. "This isn't a holiday. You can't look at beautiful girls all day. You must be serious and work hard."
Detective Potter knocked on Miss Stacy's door.
"Come in,"
said a woman's voice. The detective and Jay went into a big, luxurious office. The office was full of dark, antique furniture. A beautiful woman was sitting at a big, impressive desk. "She looks familiar," thought Jay. "I've seen her before." The woman turned to Detective Potter.
"Good morning, Detective Potter," she said. "Please sit down."
"Good morning, Miss Stacy," answered Detective Potter. "Well, I've brought Jay Hudson. What do you think?"
Miss Stacy looked closely at Jay.
"Not bad," she said. "There's a lot to do, but I think we'll succeed."
"I have to return to Manchester now, Miss Stacy," said Detective Potter. "I'll be back 2 weeks from today at about 10 a.m.
The detective looked at Jay.
"Jay, you're not permitted to make any phone calls for the entire 2 weeks, except to your family. I know this will be difficult for you. The next 2 weeks will be very intensive, with one objective: transforming you into Carsten Peters."
Jay liked the mystery. He started to smile.
"Don't smile too quickly, Jay," said Miss Stacy. "It will be hard work, but you'll learn a lot."
"Well, good luck, Jay," said Detective Potter, and left.
When the door closed, Jay looked at Miss Stacy. "Do I have to call you Miss Stacy?" Jay asked her, and tried to look seductive. The seductive look did not impress Miss Stacy.
"Yes, you do," she said.
She came very close to Jay and looked at his face from many angles. Jay felt uncomfortable. Then Miss Stacy saw that Jay's face was red. She smiled at Jay.
"I'm sorry," she said, "but if you're going to be a model, you'll have to become accustomed to this."
"But I'm not going to be a model," answered Jay. Miss Stacy became serious.
"You have to believe that you're going to become Carsten Peters," she said. "If you don't, it won't be possible for you to help the police."
"Where will the police take me?" asked Jay.
"Nobody knows yet," answered Miss Stacy. "But I know one thing. If you're not Carsten Peters in 2 weeks, you won't go anywhere. So you have to work hard."
Miss Stacy went to her bookcase, took 5 photo albums from it, and put them on her desk.
"In these albums, there are photos of Carsten Peters and magazine and newspaper articles about him too," she said. "You must learn everything you can from these albums. You've got until this evening. You can sit at my desk."
"What time is lunch?" Jay asked. "I had breakfast at home in Manchester at 7 o'clock this morning, and it's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm hungry."
"Okay, I'll tell my secretary to bring you some food," Miss Stacy said. "Good luck."
Then she left the office. Jay looked at the albums, but he didn't want to read. He stood up. Let's learn about Miss Stacy, he thought. He looked at the photos on the bookcase. Most of the photos were taken at fashion shows and parties, and the people in the photos looked rich and important. One photo was familiar. Tori showed us this photo in the newspaper, thought Jay. The woman is Miss Stacy. That's why she looks familiar. And the man is Carsten Peters. Jay looked closely at another photo. In the photo, Carsten had his arm round Miss Stacy, and they looked happy together. That's interesting, thought Jay. Suddenly, the door opened. Hey, said a young man's voice. You should be studying.